Back now with Day to Day. Howard Stern is facing a new legal battle, and this time it has nothing to do with nasty language or inappropriate material. The shock jock is being sued by his former employer, CBS, for fraud and breach of contract. CBS is seeking millions of dollars in damages from Stern and his new employer, Sirius Satellite Radio. And Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. Janet, this is a 46-page complaint. What is CBS accusing Stern and Sirius of doing?
Well, essentially, Madeline, it was back in October 2004 that Stern announced that he had signed this five-year deal with Sirius. But if you remember, he spent the next 22 months on the air doing his show on CBS before he actually left. And he spent a lot of that airtime raving about his new gig at Sirius. Now CBS is charging Stern with misappropriating millions of dollars worth of that radio airtime for his own financial benefit.
22 months, you say. Why would CBS wait so long before filing this lawsuit?
Yeah, there are a number of theories about that. According to the lawsuit, Stern and his agent received 34 million Sirius shares in January because at that point they managed to get a targeted number of people signed on to the service. So that's proof that Sirius is doing quite well because of Stern. Also, the ratings clearly now showing that CBS radio stations in all the major markets have lost and they're losing advertising dollars as well. Ira Shepherd is a broadcast and labor attorney in Washington, D.C. with Schmelzer, Aptiker, and Shepherd.
They're well within their statute of limitations. They were probably best advised to wait and see if they were damaged. There's no sense in filing a lawsuit if you don't have any damages.
So CBS could be biding its time, could have just been biding its time there.
But I understand Stern doesn't see it that way. He says that CBS could have pulled him off the air at any time.
Yes, that's right. And there is some legal precedent here for both arguments, according to Clyde Vanell. He's an intellectual property attorney in New York, and he also deals with entertainment. He says that under New York state law, there's an argument that can be made about fiduciary duty. Apparently in New York state, if you're an employee, some case law says you have an obligation to act in the best interest of your employer. So CBS could say that Howard Stern breached his fiduciary duty by chatting up Sirius at the company's expense. But Vanell says there is a caveat to that argument.
If a person, an employee, generally speaking, engages in things and the employer directs, supervises, or kind of approves of a certain type of behavior, right, that's contrary to what's generally seen as a fiduciary duty, then guess what? They have no duty. So, in response, Stern's attorneys can say, hey, the company acquiesced. They allowed it to happen. They didn't do
Stern
anything.
Stern calls the lawsuits a personal vendetta. He's got 20 days to respond. Coming up later today on Marketplace, math and science teachers, where are you?
Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thank you, Janet.